MSDN Television. Nachrichten für Entwickler.
Es steht seit der TechEd Europe zum öffentlichen Download. Ich sehe nichts mehr. Das Ding ist irgendwie so hell. Ich höre Geräusche. Wie WordPress oder Joomla. Joomla. Webmatrix. Vorgefertigte. Dabei verzahnt sich das Paket eng mit bestehenden Open-Source-Lösungen. Paket. Ja, jetzt fangen wir mit den Fastfacts an. Ich habe keine Ahnung. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu MSDN TV, Nachrichten für Entwickler. Ich bin Lori Grossland und heute haben wir ein TechEd-Spezial. Von 8. bis 12. November fand die TechEd Europe in Berlin statt. Und wir haben viele Reporters vor Ort gehabt und die haben Eindrücke und Impressionen gesammelt. Später haben wir ein Interview mit Mark Vucevic, aber zuerst haben wir die Fast Facts von der TechEd Europe. Auf der TechEd Europe hat Microsoft eine neue Lösung für die Private Cloud präsentiert, die das Hyper-V Cloud-Programm und das System Center integriert. Gemeinsam mit diversen Drittanbietern entwickelt Microsoft zukünftig vorgefertigte Cloud-Infrastrukturen und Services auf Basis der Microsoft Windows Server-Plattform, die Private Clouds in Unternehmen unterstützen. Die dritte Beta-Version von WebMatrix steht seit der TechEd Europe zur öffentlichen Download bereit. Das Produkt soll es jedermann auf einfache Weise ermöglichen, Websites zu erzeugen, anzupassen und sie im Internet zu veröffentlichen. Dabei verzahnt sich das Paket eng mit bestehenden Open-Source-Lösungen wie WordPress oder Joomla. Ebenso seit der TechEd Europe verfügbar ist der Release-Candidate der dritten Version des ASP.NET Model View Controller Frameworks, MVC. Neben Korrekturen und Verbesserungen bringt die neue Version auch einige Neuerungen, so etwa Razer IntelliSense in Visual Studio, den NuGet Package Manager oder das Partial Page Output Caching. Die Themenvielfalt der TechEd Europe erstreckte sich über 17 verschiedene technische Tracks, die alle wichtigen Themen für Entwickler und IT-Pros behandelten. Ab sofort stehen Videoaufzeichnungen von rund 350 Vorträgen auf www.mstechEd.com zu Nulltarif zur Verfügung. Mit Notizblock, Mikrofon und Kamera war das Social Media Reporter Team der Microsoft Student Partners Deutschland auf der TechEd in Berlin unterwegs. Was dabei herauskam, können Interessierte jetzt kostenlos online bewundern.
Hi Mark, nice to have you here.
Sebastian.
So, you're actually a technical fellow of Microsoft, and I just would like to know, what is your role at Microsoft and especially in the Windows Azure team?
So, first, technical fellow is the highest technical position at Microsoft. It's for people that want to go the technical track. It's the equivalent in Microsoft levels of a corporate vice president. If you went the management track, you'd be a corporate vice president. There's about 20 technical fellows at the company.
Yeah.
So it's an honor to be part of that group. There's lots of famous names as part of that group. Anders Halsberg is one that you probably know. So as a technical fellow, I was in the Windows division until this summer, and then I switched over to Windows Azure. On the Windows Azure team, Windows Azure is really like an operating system for the cloud, for cloud applications. So there's a lot of parallels between it and an operating system for a machine like Windows. If you draw that parallel out, I'm in the equivalent of the kernel team for the Windows Azure operating system. It's called the Fabric Controller.
Wow.
And as my responsibilities on that team are as an architect for the service models, the way that applications are defined on Windows Azure, and also working on identity and bringing identity systems into the Windows Azure platform, among other things.
Yeah, sounds very interesting. So, and the question is, why actually, by yourself personally, did you change to the Windows Azure team?
Well, so I actually am good friends with Dave Cutler. And Dave Cutler, some of you know, is the founder of Windows NT. He left the Windows division with Amitabh Srivastava, who was a corporate vice president in Windows division about 3 years ago, in 2006, 4 years ago, to start the Windows Azure team. So I was talking with Dave this summer, early this summer, spring. I was talking with Bob Muglia, who's the head of the server and tools division, and I talked with Ray Ozzie, and they all were saying, hey, you know, why don't you come over to Windows Azure? We're building out the team. It's the future. So I looked closely at what the cloud was. You know, a lot of people don't know what the cloud is, and I didn't know. I hadn't really been paying close attention, but the more research I did, the more convinced I became that really this is the future of computing is going to be highly focused on the cloud. And in this case, for Windows Azure, the cloud means platform as a service, which is developing essentially an operating system, like I said, where you can developers and IT pros can quickly deploy and get applications up and running without having to worry about everything from the run times and operating systems all the way down to the hardware and network configuration. So it's the return on investment, the savings, the lack of hassle that you get from leveraging something like this is, I think, going to be enormous. And right now we're in the early days of even defining what the cloud is and what platform as a service is. So I think it's a great time to join the team and help define that future.
Yeah, I think those are also very interesting topic. And talking about future, so what do you think is Windows Azure and cloud in 5 to 10 years?
So what does Windows Azure and cloud in 5 to 10 years? I think if you look at what the cloud, what platform as a service gives you in the Azure model around it is high availability and scalability.
Yeah.
Scalability, very easily for developers. In traditional server applications, the way that you get high availability and scalability is by building up big machines, adding more memory, adding more disks, setting them up in clusters to try to get availability. The cloud model is a lot more, is different, where the applications are designed from the start to be scalable and available. And I think that you're going to eventually see all the major server applications go to this model because it's so much more efficient and scalable and available at a much lower cost than doing the traditional build-up clustering server solutions that we've got today. So I think that in 20 years, you won't be able to buy a standalone server. You'll buy a box that's a cluster of, you know, a group of servers inside. Yes. The hardware prices and performance are going to be such that they're going to be very affordable, and there's no reason to go buy a single machine when you can get the availability and scalability out of one of these that you can then combine with others, even if you want to grow out past that.
Yeah, so keyword private cloud and stuff like that.
Yeah, private cloud. We've announced in the Windows Azure that we are going to be developing a platform appliance, Windows Azure platform appliance is called, that will let people deploy Windows Azure operating system into their own data centers or hosters to buy the appliance and host applications in environments that are not suitable for the public cloud. For example, if you've got government regulations about where data can be and how access to data, or you want to make sure you're running the applications in your own data center where you've got more control, the appliance will fill that those needs.
So, sounds very interesting. So I just swift a bit about a bit of topic, but still Windows Azure. Everybody knows you've wrote sysinternals. So should there be probably, or should we expect Azure version of sysinternals?
Yeah, there will be. In fact, I'm working on the first sysinternals Azure tool right now. It's about 80% done. It's a storage explorer. So it's a tool that lets you manage Azure storage, blob storage tables and queues. And I hope to have that out in the next few weeks. It's actually my first WPF.NET application. So it's breaking ground in a few different ways. I've become a fan of Expression Blend and C# is, you know, now.
It's getting more connected more and more, so it's very good. One more question about the competition. So what do you think makes Microsoft, or some features of Microsoft, better than Google and Amazon? I really have to ask that question, because I think...
Talking from the Windows Azure perspective, like I said, the whole world is defining what a cloud is, what platform as a service is, what software as a service is. And I think that Microsoft's better positioned than anybody for defining platform as a service. If you look at the cloud operating system that I've been mentioning, the functionality that we've got, nobody else has at this point. And then if you combine that with the fact that we're building up a bunch of components that can be used to create cloud applications, we've got assets that nobody else has. We've got, for example, App Fabric caching, so a caching service that's built on Azure that applications can take advantage of to cache arbitrary data for high-speed access. Access control server, so this is an identity solution for the cloud. And all of this stuff is, we're just building out. You're going to see more and more services like these become part of the Windows Azure story. And if you look at those, all those pieces, they're going to provide this rich foundation for applications. But you also look at how Microsoft itself is taking a bet on Windows Azure, you're going to see a lot of server applications. When you already see SQL Azure, for example. Yeah. And SQL Azure is an asset that nobody else has. It's a SQL Server built on top of Azure, getting the availability and scalability that Azure gives it. You're going to see a lot of other applications like that move onto the platform as well.
Yeah. I thank you for the interview. And I wish you good luck for the rest of the TechEd and fun.
Okay, thanks, Sebastian. My pleasure.
Thank you.
Hallo, ja, herzlich willkommen hier auf der TechEd 2010. Ja, ich bin, wie man unschwer erkennen kann, MVP und mache hier in Sachen Directory Services, habe auch noch eine Session morgen, aber hauptsächlich bin ich hier, um viele Leute kennenzulernen und mit denen man ganz toll diskutieren kann über Microsoft Platform Ready, das muss ich hier sagen, weil die filmen mich da gerade, und über all die anderen tollen Microsoft-Produkte, die es hier gibt. Ganz toller Erfahrungsaustausch, es lohnt sich auf jeden Fall. Prima Sessions, volles Programm. Ne?
Hallo, mein Name ist Peter Nowak und ich bin aktuell auf dem Windows Phone 7 Stand auf der TechEd 2010. Sehr interessant, mal wieder so einen Dienst mitmachen zu dürfen. Es kommen sehr, sehr viele Fragen, wie ich finde. Auch ist es noch vielen Leuten nicht klar, wo der Unterschied eigentlich zwischen einem Windows Phone und einem Windows Mobile ist, wie man in die Entwicklung einsteigen kann. Ich denke, da werden wir noch ein bisschen aus der MVP-Community machen müssen, aber an sich eine sehr, sehr spannende Woche. Ich kann es jedem nur empfehlen, einfach mal die TechEd mitzumachen.
Hallo, mein Name ist Konstantin Klein, in der Community auch als Kostfair bekannt, und ich bin hier gerade auf der TechEd in Berlin und habe schon eine ganz tolle Woche hinter mir mit relativ interessanten Sessions, vielen Neuigkeiten auch, insbesondere zu meinem MVP-Fachgebiet, dem SQL-Server, und ja, habe hier viel Spaß.
Hallo, ich bin Christian Wenz von Arabiato Solutions GmbH. Bin hier auf der TechEd zum ersten Mal seit 5 Jahren wieder. Freue mich auch schon sehr. Da ich selber ein paar Sessions hatte, habe ich bis jetzt noch kaum was gesehen, aber schaue mir Rest der Konferenz wahrscheinlich den kompletten Webtrack an. Gibt ja momentan da recht spannende Diskussionen. Silverlight, HTML5, jQuery oder was ganz was anderes. Bin schon sehr gespannt. Freue mich auch, viele Freunde und Kollegen mal wieder zu sehen, die ich sonst eben nur alle paar Monate oder gar Jahre mal treffe. Und freue mich jetzt schon auf nächstes Jahr.
TechEd 2010. Fast haben wir es geschafft.
Yay!
Wir finden es toll.
Das war's schon wieder für MSDN TV, Nachrichten für Entwickler. Heute mit einem TechEd-Spezial. Ich bin Lori Grassland. Ich würde mich freuen, wenn ihr nächstes Mal dabei seid. Ja, bis zum nächsten Mal. Tschüss! Oh, scheiße, du hast es an. Ja, ich glaube, alle gehen auf der Toilette.
Ich glaube, die im Klo ist nebenan.
Die TechEd-Spezial, die Toilette läuft schon wieder.
Scheiße.
Heute mit einem TechEd-Spezial. Wieder von vorne.
Nee.
Mit einem MSDNT, nee, was? Ein TechEd-Spezial. Nochmal. So, das war MSDN TV. Was machen wir jetzt? Tschüss und auf Wiedersehen.